Good day, this is John David Miller. Much of the narrative of events, programs, and policies presented by falsely trusted officials is deceptively scripted disinformation. I have very important real information to present to you that has been gathered by many various experts who have done substantial research that is crucial for people to know. First, please consider the following autobiographical information, which portrays my lifelong pursuit of awareness, knowledge, experience, and the truth. As an inquisitive child of about 5 years old, my family procured an Encyclopedia Britannica Junior for me, which I read thoroughly and used in school over the years. I also read the dictionary, the Bible, and a whole lot more growing up. At one point in college, I subscribed to 3 major weekly news magazines at once, in addition to other subscriptions. Today, I still devote much of my time to research, much of it on the internet since the 1990s. Academically, I have a Bachelor of Arts degree, 1969, with honors in Economics, Social Science, and Philosophy from Ohio University, a Master of Arts, 1972, in Religion, with emphasis in Psychology, especially the work of Carl Jung, and a Master of Divinity in 1973, specialized in Counseling, the latter 2 degrees from Hartford Seminary in Hartford, Connecticut. I worked for a church during the grad school period, which was part of a coalition of downtown churches in Hartford. I was running programs for children and young adults in the inner city, plus serving on the church staff. In an interesting adventure exploring society and the economy, my unusual array of work experiences have included, for varying lengths of time, intern in international finance at a giant corporation, Teamster Union freight dock worker, factory worker, farm worker, professional singer and musician, actor, substitute teacher, math teacher, basketball referee, director of music and arts programs, minister, church youth ed director, professional counselor, holistic natural health consultant, author, speaker, financial planner, business owner, storekeeper, internet marketer, corporate officer, nonprofit corporation board president, and salesperson of various products and services. Since the folk music era of the 1960s, I have performed music before many audiences with voice, guitar, and harmonica as a singer and songwriter of mainly philosophical songs about life and people. You can hear recordings at johndavidmiller.com, J-O-N, John David Miller. Over the years, I have been active in numerous organizations as founder and or board member, including a non-hazing college fraternity chapter, an urban neighborhood children's program, an urban coffeehouse arts center, New Thought metaphysical groups, a natural foods cooperative, a holistic health center, a community garden project, a publishing company, personal improvement seminars, several musical groups and theatrical productions, 3 health products businesses, and several websites. I am a native of Akron, Ohio, the father of 3 successful young adults and a stepson, who were mostly raised with a natural health diet and lifestyle, plus Waldorf holistic education. I have been an educator, speaker, researcher, and consultant in holistic natural health and wellness, human nature, personal growth, and life improvement since the 1970s. Through seminars, lectures, consultations, writings, recordings, radio, television, and the internet, I've communicated the natural wellness message of stress reduction and better nutrition, as well as personal growth modalities. As a human nature social scientist, holistic natural health and wellness had become important in my work as I studied yoga, new thought, relaxational breathing, iridology, kinesiology, organic agriculture, herbs, nutrition, water, magnetic applications, homeopathy, enzymes, and more. Growing up, a lot of our food had come from a relative's farm in our own garden, but we also had our share of commercial junk food. I first ate brown rice and made my first visit to a health food store in 1968 when I was a college student. By 1973, I was eating mostly natural foods and telling others about it. I brought natural and organic foods to my hometown, Akron, Ohio, in 1975, opening a natural food store that became the Food Co-op. Soon I was teaching natural health principles and distributing organically grown produce to local health stores and restaurants long before certification was instituted of organic produce. Since writing for several cultural publications in the 1970s, I have edited and published various newsletters. OrganoFarms News, 1978-81, co-editor. Wellness Notes, 1981-85. Lifelines, a co-editor with Lyle Lowry in 1993-1997. The Scoop, a newsletter for Akron's Cooperative Market in the early 2000s. And Natural Health News, an e-newsletter. I've written many articles also for ActivistPost.com. After my first book came out in 1978, for many years I appeared as a guest on radio and television, conducted seminars, spoke at natural health meetings, organizations, and conventions all around the country, and published additional articles, books, and recordings. I've met and learned from many of the best-known and respected teachers and leaders in the fields of personal growth, arts, culture, and natural health, and success. I've had face-to-face conversations with a number of famous people, including natural health experts, Dr. John Christopher, famous herbalist, V.E. Irons, developer of dehydrated cereal grass juices, Dr. Bernard Jensen, promoter of iridology in the United States and natural health, Dr. Lendon Smith, a pediatrician that was well known for writing books on natural child care, Dr. John Diamond, developer of behavioral kinesiology, Dr. Julian Whitaker, a well-known author, John Heinerman, the well-known herbalist and author of many books on herbs, Victorious Kolvinskis, who wrote the book Survival into the 21st Century back in the 70s, became kind of a classic of the natural health movement, Charlotte Gerson Strauss, whose father, Max Gerson, developed a herbal treatment for cancer, Dr. Dwight McKee, who was expert on metabolism and cancer, worked with the famous Dr. Kelly and also Emmanuel Ribisi, MD. Worked very close with Dr. McKee. Dennis Weaver, formerly known as Chester on Gunsmoke, became a natural health advocate and spoke at many conventions. Christopher Hill brought spirulina into the modern world back in the 70s. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, expert on viruses and pandemics. Reverend Lindsay Williams, pretty well known. Dr. Kurt Donsbach, who wrote a number of little booklets sold in health food stores back in the day. He had cancer clinics out west. He used to get flax and wheat germ from me for his clinics. Inspirational metaphysical teachers included Joseph Campbell and Jean Houston, whom I had the pleasure of both meeting and having dinner with as a speaker coordinator for Hartford Seminary when I was a student there. I was on the committee. Swami Satchidananda, the famous guru that made an appearance on the stage at Woodstock, had a series of integral yoga institutes where I studied yoga during college with one of his disciples, and he visited us. Richard Alpert, the psychologist known as Ram Dass later and wrote a number of books. Dick Gregory, the famous comedian and actor activist, I should say. Leonard Orr, that developed the rebirthing breathing process. Greg Braden, pretty well-known talker on metaphysical subjects and science. Also musicians, Stephen Halpern, developed a number of very meditative musical pieces. Jonathan Edwards, Mike Brewer, and Tom Shipley. I knew all those people back in the 60s. And even pro basketball star LeBron James, whom I served as high school algebra teacher for earlier in the 2000s. My grandmother was a governess for Thomas Edison's children. His wife was from Akron. The Edisons were friends with Frank Seiberling, the founder of Goodyear. Seiberling's daughter, Irene, who played with the Edison children, later was a very good friend of mine through natural health organizations. One day at a health convention, I had a long, amazing conversation about life, health, and reality with Irene Seiberling and Dick Gregory, the famous comedian, natural health advocate, and activist. Irene was also an activist who campaigned against fluoridated water locally here. She lived to the ripe old age of 108 by following natural health principles. In the 1980s, I was doing many consultations, workshops, and health-related services in holistic health centers, including my own office and store, and at a chiropractic clinic where I was the natural health consultant. In the early 90s, I was part owner of a company distributing water purifiers and our own pollen extract and herbal products. We had a website starting as early as 1993, early on the internet. And by 1995, I was doing my own individual business, Natural Health Enterprises, online. Since 1999, ReallyWell.com has been my main business venue, with FlaxFood.com and WaterUs.com added a little later. Now I have NaturalHealthPortal.com, SurviveTheChanges.com, AwareMore.com, and HolisticReality.com, which also present various aspects of my holistic educational content. So, thank you for listening. I wanted to give you a little update or overview of my background as someone that has the wherewithal to investigate these matters and present them to you. And I look forward to further presentations. Thank you, and have a good day. Please visit awaremore.com for more on these subjects.